Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to the ABCs of the Bible radio program. And today, my question for you is this. Would you like to run your own business? Did you know that God the Father and His Son, Jesus the Christ, are running a business on earth? That's right. They are running their own business right here on earth. And what is their business, you might ask? Well, the answer is their business is to save the world. Their business is to save the world. Now, I will guarantee you that if you said yes, you want to run your own business, that your aspirations aren't quite that grand as to save the world. Nobody can save the world except God the Father and His Son, Jesus the Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. But that is their business here on earth, to save the world. Now my next question is this. What does the world need to be saved from? If their business is to save the world, that means the world needs to be saved from something. And what is it that the world needs to be saved from? Well, first, before we answer that question directly, let's define the word world. Because if we're saying that Jesus the Christ, under the guidance of God the Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, if their business that they're conducting here on earth is to save the world, we have to know what the word world means. And in this context, the word world means every human being that has ever existed from Adam and Eve until there are no more human beings born. So every human being that ever has existed or that ever will exist, that's the definition of world. Now, secondly, let's define the word save, because we're saying that their business is to save the world. Now, the world is every human being that has ever or will ever exist. That's who needs to be saved. But what is this word save? What does that mean? To save means to rescue from death and to give life. In this context, the word save means to rescue from death and to give life. Now we can begin to understand that the phrase save the world means to rescue from death and to give life to every human being who has ever and will ever exist. That's the business that God the Father and Jesus the Christ are running here on earth. They are rescuing from death and giving life to every human being who has ever and will ever exist. That is their desire. That's their mission statement. Now, with this in mind, I'm going to repeat my question. What does the world need to be saved from? And the direct answer is, the world needs to be saved from death and everything that contributes to death. Because then and only then can the world have life and have it more abundantly. You have to be saved from death and everything that contributes to death, and only then can you have life and have it more abundantly. And again, no one can save the world except God. This is God's business. This is what God is working towards. And you're probably familiar with the scripture I'm about to read, but perhaps you've never thought about it in the context of God running a business on earth. This scripture perfectly states the mission statement of God's business. And you probably guessed it. It's in the book of John, the third chapter, and verses 16 through 17. Probably the most well-known scripture in all of the world. It's in the Gospel of John, the third chapter, and verses 16 through 17. Look at this as the mission statement of God's business. God loves the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son so that whoever believes in Yeshua will not perish, but will have everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but he did send his Son into the world to save the world. You see, that's what I was saying at the beginning. God's business is to save the world. So I'm going to read that again. This is in John chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. God loves the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, so that whoever believes in Yeshua HaMashiach will not perish, but will have everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through his Son. So he did not send his Son into the world to condemn it to death. On the contrary, he sent his Son into the world to release it from death and to give it life. That's what that scripture is saying. That is the mission statement of God's company. Now notice what Jesus Christ, who again is Yeshua HaMashiach in Hebrew, notice what Jesus the Christ said about his own responsibility in this business. This is in the Gospel of John chapter 4, and here we'll read verses 31 through 34. This is in the Gospel of John chapter 4 and verses 31 through 34. This is what Jesus the Christ, who you can say is the vice president, with God the Father being the chairman of the board, the chief executive officer, the president. Well, Jesus the Christ, his Son, would be then the vice president. And this is what he says about his own responsibility in the business. This is in John chapter 4, verses 31 through 34. Jesus' disciples asked him if he was going to eat, but he said to them, "I have food to eat. Now you don't know about this food, but I have food to eat." Therefore the disciples said to one another, "Now wait a minute, nobody brought him anything to eat, so how does he have food to eat?" And Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me." Now notice this, my food, this food that you really don't understand, he's telling his disciples, you really don't understand this food. "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." That's right, to finish his work. Jesus Christ was sent here to this earth to finish the work that he and the Father started. My question to you now is, did Yeshua finish his work? The answer to this question is yes and no. Yes, Yeshua has finished his work as God in the flesh. You remember that Yeshua, before he became God in the flesh, as it talks about in the book of John in the first chapter, it says that he was with the Word. In the beginning was God, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So we know that the Word was God, and that Word became flesh. And the Word, as it became flesh, was named Jesus, our salvation, right? Or the one who saves. And, of course, one of his titles is Christ, or Messiah, meaning the anointed one. So he is the anointed Savior, the one who's been put in charge of saving the world. He is to finish the work. So the answer is yes, he has finished his work as God in the flesh, because he did live a sinless / righteous life. He never sinned. He never transgressed God's commandments, his Ten Commandments, neither in the letter nor in the spirit of the law. So he lived a perfectly sinless, which means a righteous life. He was the only person who ever lived that had righteousness by keeping the law. No one else has righteousness by keeping the law except for Yeshua. But he did live a perfectly sinless, a perfectly righteous life, meaning again that he kept his Father's commandments perfectly in the letter and spirit of the law. And then he died to pay the penalty for humanity's sins. So in that sense, he has finished his work as God in the flesh, because he came in the flesh to die for flesh, so that he could redeem us from flesh and deliver us into a perfectly sinless, perfectly righteous, spirit-composed, eternal life into an eternal body. That's our destiny. That's our glory. So he did finish his work as God in the flesh, dying for the sins of humanity. But no, Yeshua has not finished his work as God, the firstborn from the dead. All right, he was God in the flesh and he died, but as God, the firstborn from the dead, resurrected from the dead, the first one resurrected from the dead to eternal life. All right, there's other people that have been resurrected from the dead. In fact, Jesus resurrected people from the dead, but they died again. They did not have eternal life. So Jesus Christ is the firstborn from the dead, which you can find in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 if you want to check that reference. So no, Yeshua has not finished his work as God, the firstborn from the dead, because he has not yet restored all things to its original sinless and perfect state. Now let's turn over to Acts chapter 3 and we'll read verses 18 through 21. This is the book of Acts and it's in chapter 3 verses 18 through 21. Notice how it says this, that he has not yet restored all things to its original sinless and perfect state. This is what it says. But the things which God announced, and this is speaking of God the Father, but the things which God announced by the mouth of his prophets that Messiah should suffer, he thus fulfilled. That's right, the first part, God in the flesh, he has fulfilled that part because he suffered and died. But notice the rest of the story. It says, repent therefore, since you know that he died for the remission of your sins, repent and commit not to sin anymore. Set your mind so that you don't sin anymore. Repent therefore and turn again so that your sins may be blotted out. Ask for forgiveness of sins and know that you will receive them by faith. But ask that your sins may be blotted out so that there may come times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Yeshua HaMashiach, who was ordained before for you, whom, notice this part, whom the heavens must receive until, that's right, he's in the heavens right now, seated at the right hand of God, his Father, and our Father, and the heavens must receive him until a certain time. When is that time? Until the times of restoration of all things, which God spoke long ago by the mouth of his holy prophets. So exactly what does it mean, the restoration of all things? Well, we'll go into that in our next program. Thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. Or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.